Cynthia Phillips Kaipu, a member of the Brockton chapter of the NAACP, tells WATD News that the celebration takes place over many days.
It happens on the day after Christmas, the 26th of December, and it runs through the 1st of January. The celebration is about community. It has seven principles. One is reflected upon on each of those 7 days. So unity being the first one, the second one being self-determination. Collective work and responsibility is celebrated and recognized on the third day. Cooperative economics, so where in the culture of America do folks of color have their footprint? Purpose. What is the purpose of the celebration, but not only that, of the people of African heritage? And the last one is faith, and I think that's the most important principle because it celebrates and recognizes people who have struggled a long time, and through their faith, they have survived it.
Kwanzaa is also a fairly new observance.
It was created by Dr. Malona Karenga, and he was a professor of African studies and Afrocentrism out of New York, and he was also in the New England area back in 1966. And he wanted to have a time of recognition where families could get together and have this holiday, if you will, or this time of celebration that would affirm and unite the people of African heritage around their own culture and their own values. Like, Hanukkah is, to me, I think of Hanukkah not only a religious holiday, but it is also a cultural time of year where they have cultural traditions that have gone back centuries, unlike Kwanzaa, again, which is most recent of centuries.
Although Kwanzaa is not all that prominent on the South Shore, Kaipu says she'd like to see that change.
I didn't see a lot of exposure to Kwanzaa in and of itself in South Shore specifically. I do see some celebrations in the Boston area and Brockton as far south as I've seen it. I'd like to see more recognition around about the celebration of Kwanzaa because of the African-American footprint across the state. It would be ideal to have more exposure. But I think that comes with conversations like these, educational opportunities to share what it is.
Kaipu says the dates for Kwanzaa were chosen because school is out and many people aren't working, which allows families to spend more time together. Dan McCready, WATD News. We really need